Tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And now we have the direct and really great privilege of talking to one of the great doctors in America today, David Biegas. David Agus, what a B is his middle initial, is a professor of medicine and engineering, which is unusual to have both of those, but he's at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California and the University of Southern California Viterbi School of Engineering. He heads USC's, University of Southern California's Norris Westside Cancer Center and the Center for Applied Molecular Medicine. He's dedicated to finding novel approaches for personalized healthcare. His first book was the number one runaway in international bestseller, The End of Illness, reflecting his perspective on what it takes to be healthy. This book is more and much shorter, but talks to us about the action steps we should take. Obviously, I'm in favor of action steps because that lets us all do things. There really are 65 action steps he gives us, as well as a list of some other things. But I'm going to ask about, and many of them are things you'll like to enjoy. So, David, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me back. I appreciate it.
Now, David, one of the things, and I should call you, if it's okay, I'll call you David. But for people who want to go to the website to find out more, www.davidagus.com. One of the things that I found interesting in the book, and I'm going to concentrate on some of those as well as some of the usual ones, was find out what exercise or activity you're bad at and focus on it. How did you happen to choose that?
Well, you know, all too often we focus on what we're good at and we ignore what we're bad at. The key is, you know, identify your weakness and get stronger. And there are two main tenets to it. One is it keeps your brain active. Doing things that are hard is a good thing in the long run. Second is that I want you to be good at all aspects. If balance is hard, you got to focus on balance, not shy away from it. If your core strength is bad, focus on that. Don't go away from it. The key really is identify your weakness to make stronger. It'll help in the long run.
So you brought out, now that isn't, and maybe it is, but I took it as in the major groups, such as core or balance, rather than, in other words, if I am lousy at playing basketball, I shouldn't focus on basketball. There's another sport I might enjoy more. And you can focus on things you enjoy, but the weakness in those activities, or did you mean actually going to the sports that I'm weak at?
Well, I think it's more of what you alluded to, although the other side is some data that's come out in the last 6 months, and really fascinating data that every year you delay retirement, you reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's by close to 3%. And so that's a very large data set looked at now for many, many years, and it's very well done. And so the argument is you got to keep your brain active. You don't use it, you lose it. So focusing on a sport that's new or a sport that's been historically hard, again, as long as it's doable, it won't harm you, and there's a possibility of you really engaging in it, is a powerful thing.
Now, another one that I found very interesting, and we're going through a list, and that was number 32. So this is really a very interesting book, well laid out, where there are two or three pages on each of these action steps to take. So I'll just, for instance, 16 is get off your butt more. You can guess what that is about. Number one is listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. We'll come back to that. And number two is measure yourself. We'll come back to that. But one of the most interesting ones for me is since I traveled today, and you must travel often as I do, is airport backscatter and x-ray scanners, avoid them. Tell us why, and do they really give enough radiation to matter? And you are a professor of engineering, too.
Yeah, so, you know, in the 1950s, we had everybody put their feet in these boxes, and it was able to see if their shoes fit by putting x-rays through our feet. What do you know is that we increased cancer of the feet when we did that. This is a newer technology of putting an energy through you called backscatter. We think it's lower energy, but we have zero ALK data. So I'm not saying it's going to cause a problem, but what I'm saying is that I'm very reticent historically to actually focus on any new technology without outcome data. And so I go and I say, listen, I want a pat-down. I get a free massage, and I walk to my gate because I won't go through those technologies without the data. Historically, most of the time we've done it, we've been wrong.
Now, when you go to an airport, there really are three different technologies used. And the one you go through when you go through if you get the TSA pre, is different than the others. It is without radiation. It's just a metal detecting system. How does that work?
And that's totally safe.
Yeah, so that is the one.
That's totally safe. We have long-term outcome data there. There's no issue with that. That's what we used until the last couple of years when these newer technologies where you hold your hand up and this thing goes around you and it takes a picture. It's shooting energy through you akin to an x-ray and taking a picture. I'm not a fan of doing something without long-term data.
And that's one of the nice things. You are data-driven. And you also have in here about 10 things, I may be missing it, of things to avoid. And one of those is, stilettos and other sneaky sources of inflammation. Tell us what you mean by that.
So it's meant to grab your attention, is that inflammation, as I'm sure you've talked about many times on the show, is the root of heart disease, cancer, and brain decline. And so the key is really to prevent inflammation. If you're wearing shoes all day and they hurt your feet, that's not a good thing, and I really want you to focus both for the inflammation side and for the feet side. You know, there's an amazing study that came out where they asked 700 people over the age of 80, what would you have done differently in your life regarding health? And uniformly, the number one and number two answer, which I missed, were take better care of my feet and better care of my teeth. You don't take care of your teeth, you're not going to enjoy all the food that happens as you get older, and it really is one of the joys of life. And the second is, you don't take care of your feet, you're not going to be walking to museums, playing with your grandkids, or doing all those great things. So avoid the stilettos or any shoe that hurts you so we can block inflammation. At the same time, you can enjoy your later years and really be active and have a great quality of life.
So that is, and it's pretty easy to take care of your teeth. One of the things we did early on, actually in 1999, I told Oprah to floss her teeth more. And so we actually got an award from the American Dental Association or American Dental Society. It was ADA, so must be American Dental Association, or for increasing flossing. We only, you know, it turns out it's stable now, but it went from 32% to 36% in women and 10% to 14% in men. Still is very minor to what should happen. And as you point out, periodontal disease or disease of your gums is one of the lead causes of surreptitious inflammation in the body. Another one you point out, which I applaud you for, relates to flu vaccination. Talk about that.
Listen, it's a no-brainer. Every time someone tells me, well, the flu shot will give me the flu, I want to hit them in the head. The data are the flu shot is safe. The data are that a couple of years ago, over 40,000 people in this country died of the flu. So it's a no-brainer to get the flu shot. If you skip the flu shot and you survive, which most people obviously do, that 5-7 days of inflammation a decade from now affects your rate of heart disease and cancer. So when I look at these things and say, listen, there's no downside except for a sore arm, the potential upside is not spreading to all your community, is not getting sick, is not missing work, and is lowering your long-term risk of heart disease and cancer, the question is, why would someone not get it?
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things you shouldn't do that are important, and maybe a few of the doctor's orders that Dr. Agus, and it's www.davidagus.com, is how you can find out more information on a short guide to a long life. It's the basis of what we do in RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you
Schifrin?
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we've been talking with Dr. David Agus, who has written a wonderful book that follows on his runaway New York Times bestseller, The End of Illness. This is a short guide to a long life. This is obviously even quick bathroom reading. It's 65 things you can do or not do, plus a book of lists, if you will, a short group of lists. Such as the top high glycemic food index foods, which include soft drinks, sports drinks, fruit juices, white bread, pasta, etc. We'll go through some of this list in a few seconds. But I want to go through and say, David, one of the things that surprised me or that was interesting in the list and that you have to read through it is, says, number 42, 17 milligrams twice a day. What do you mean by that?
But, you know, people always ask me, as I'm sure they ask you, is, you know, what's the secret to life? What are the one thing we can do? And so to me, it's just a funny response is 17 milligrams a day. But what it really means is there is no right answer. And so there's a matrix of things that we need to do. We need to eat well. We need to watch our behavior. We need to do preventive medicine. All of those things, in the end, they're not that difficult. In the end, they pay off. But it's very difficult in our country to get someone to make a change today that's going to affect them tomorrow. How do you tell a 30-year-old, do something today, and you're going to be better in your 50s, 60s, and 70s? It just doesn't work well. We got to find a way to get people to think about tomorrow.
And so 17 milligrams a day is, in fact, part of the philosophy, I think, that you have in here, although there's a list of 65 things that you can do for a longer life, if you will, for a healthier life as well as longer. This is not a book that says you have to do each of these things, but is one that where you can adopt one or two or three and then add to it. So I thought this was an excellent example of something. Another one you talk about is and I'm going to put this as number one. And I don't know if you put these in the most important order or the order first. How did you order the book, the 65?
You know, I mean, the order was really just for interest. I mean, it's very hard to put a hierarchy, as you know, to one thing you should do. It's different in all of us. We're all different. We all need different focus, and we all have different value systems. So to me, each of them are equally important, especially to each of us.
Now, what you have is listen, number one, listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know your body best. You see your doctor every year, every 2 years. Year see, they take your blood pressure at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while you were there. They'd give a quick look over you. Well, I want you to get naked, literally in front of a mirror every week or two and look at the changes in your body. I want you to check your blood pressure at home, in the morning when you get up, at night when you go to bed, when you're pissed off after a phone call. You know, there's an old adage, with enough data, error goes away. And so I really want each of us to be in charge of our own health care. We're in charge. And so if you go in with all that information, you know about yourself, that's how you're going to get the best results from that 10, 15 minutes, if you're very lucky, with your doctor. It matters.
Now, there are a couple things that I talk about that you also talk about, but that many people don't get from their physician. And since you're a cancer expert, talk to us a little bit about an aspirin or a baby aspirin or two baby aspirin a day. And also talk to us about seeing your doctor, if you're an old guy like I am, about a statin.
Ah, so 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said, if you take the bark of the willow tree and chew it, pain and fever goes away. And that was the birth of aspirin as a medication. There have been now 5 separate studies, each of which have had close to 100,000 people follow for close to 20-plus years. And what they showed is a dramatic reduction, not in the incidence, but the death rate of cancer in people who take a low-dose baby aspirin a day, and significant reduction in both heart disease and stroke. So it's not for everybody, but everybody needs to have that conversation with their doctor. It is a remarkable drug for a few dollars a year to really have an impact on one's health. And we think the mechanism is blocking inflammation. And so everybody needs to get up and have that conversation if you're 40 or older. Then you said there's a class of drugs called statins. Statins are the Lipitors, the Crestors of the world that were developed to lower cholesterol, which they do, but they also block inflammation. And if you look at the data, they again delay heart disease and stroke. And there's really amazing data that no matter what kind of cancer you have, if you're diagnosed while on a statin, you live longer. So blocking inflammation really is the core, once we're in our 40s or so, of trying to delay or prevent heart disease, cancer, and some of the other diseases.
And there is a difference, we should point out to people, in the kind of statins. So there are generic, and you mentioned Lipitor, which is atorvastatin, or Crestor, which is rosuvastatin. Those are two that have much more anti-inflammatory effect, which is what you want, than the older statins such as Prevastatin or Simvastatin. So it is the newer statins that if you're going to do this, you want to have that discussion with your physician about. Now, one of the other things in the back of the book, and I'm going to not go all the way to the back, which is a book of lists that is really good. But in the, there also, and by the way, this is really a fun book. There is the statement, it is things to avoid, one of which is juicing. Tell me about that.
Well, listen, as soon as you put a fruit or a vegetable into a blender and turn it on, it gets what we call oxidized and starts to degrade in milliseconds. You know, we were designed, you and I, to eat fruits and vegetables from a tree. We're not made to have 6 carrots in a blender. So there's very little nutrients once you start to put that fruit into a blender. It's easier. People like it. You can actually upcharge for it. So charging for 6 carrots is going to cost you, 50, 60 cents. Charging for carrot juice may cost you $5, $6. And so unfortunately, the market drove us to that. But if you look at the data, the real data is eat fruits and vegetables. Don't take the shortcuts. There's an amazing story in 1746. James Lind is captain of the British Royal Navy, and he's fighting the French in the Battle of Trafalgar. At the time, they go to sea for months at a time, and they would get scurvy. So his ship had limes, and that's why the British soldiers are called Limeys. They didn't get scurvy, and they won the battle. And he was an entrepreneur. As soon as he got back, and he says, "I'm selling the extract of lime to prevent scurvy," and it didn't work. Because as soon as it squeezes that lime, it all degrades.
We've been talking with Dr. David Agus, and the website www.davidagus.com is where you can find out more about the end of illness, as well as this book, which is a great book, A Short Guide to a Long Life, by David Agus. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, has another new station. We have about 30 of them, but this one is WELW 1330 in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us. Remember, Radio MD, stay well. You can do it.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the